Hi, this is Natalie Lander, voice of Kinsey, Tara Branford, Stargirl, and many others. You are listening to a W2Mnet podcast. You can visit W2Mnet.com for other podcasts about entertainment, video games, sports, and wrestling. You are listening to Video Games to the Max.
Hello and welcome to one of our last reaction shows to an E3 showcase. And this one was the Nintendo Direct. I'm your host, Sean Garmer, who with me, as always, Mr. Mark Morrison.
Howdy.
And Daniel Anderson as well.
Hello.
Well, guys, I mean, Nintendo certainly delivered. On this, I mean, you know, people were worried about, oh my God, what are they going to show? You know, and I thought they really brought it with like a lot of mixture of things. And first of all, Daniel, if y'all watched any of our stuff with Capcom, you know, at the end of Capcom yesterday, Daniel predicted an Advance Wars and it showed up. My God.
Well, say it enough times year after year, eventually it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's true, but it's like, it's one of those people were predicting it for so long that, you know, it's like, oh, this is never going to happen. And then it finally happens. And oh, yeah, it's a remaster of both games, which maybe leaves room for a sequel, Mark. You think if enough people buy it, they'll suddenly make a 3?
Yeah, but it'll take 10 years on the road.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
At least they're revisiting the franchise for the, like you said, first time in, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
They'll have to remake Dawn of Ruin first, though.
Another one that I'm kind of excited about is Super Monkey Ball coming back. They're remastering those GameCube games.
What do you mean coming back? They made one 2 years ago.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, bringing back those older games so you can.
You mean the ones that people cared about?
Yeah, exactly. But that's like, the point.
It's just like Katamari Damacy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did with Advance Wars. Let's not make a new one. It's been too long. Like, let's remake those. Let's bring back the ones that people care about, you know, and Fatal Frame having a new game too, like getting to see that again. Was pretty cool as well. But obviously, one of the big things, did not expect. I mean, they just plopped down online play for Mario Party for 2 years, you know, 2 years after the fact. And then here we go. There's a new Mario Party game using the old N64 games and all that. I mean, any interest on y'all's part there? Something to play with the family?
Only to see Dan Reichert troll Giant Bomb with it.
I mean, it's something I might look into, pick it up. I mean, I feel like that was the first big new thing that they announced in the, like, really big new thing that Nintendo announced. Super Monkey Ball was great, but, I mean, going with the Mario Party, what was it, Superstars?
Yeah, Superstars, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was probably the point where the Nintendo press conference started kicking it into high gear.
That was the game? Really? All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was like one of the early things.
It was the first Nintendo first party game that they showed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's other ones that are bigger, but I mean, because they led with a lot of, like, you know, the Life is Strange and
more Guardians of the Galaxy.
More Guardians of the Galaxy, all that. So, I mean,
we just can't escape from that Guardians game, can we?
I'm fine with it, but I know you guys are not. But at least, hey, it's not just Mario Party. Another party game that a lot of people have been asking for, honestly, is WarioWare, and now WarioWare Get It Together is showing up this year on Switch on September 10th. So, I mean, any y'all, either one of you big WarioWare fans?
I never was when it first came out, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that have been wanting to see the franchise revisited. So I'm, hey, all for it. I'm happy they're getting to play it on the Switch.
Yeah, it looked cool. I mean, I never played them either. Cause that was like mostly like a handheld series for a while, or, you know, portable. Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah, it looked fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally down with it. I always had fun with it on the DSs, and this is another game that you can just put on when you have people around, and if anything, they'll at least laugh, you know, and that's always a good time when you could do that. So, I mean, and it's just like, it looked like they really got it, and they brought so many different things to that. So I'm just interested to see like what all the mini games are going to be. And everything. I mean, I'm glad that they did not spend a lot of time on the Mario Rabbids. Like, we already got that at the Ubisoft thing. So, you know, good on them for understanding. Like, most people probably already saw it one way or another. So, you know, you don't need to rehash that again. And Mario Golf got a little bit of time, you know. So there's a... There's that at least. Oh, it looks like Daniel's power went out. So oh. That's not great.
Cool.
But
he needs a UPS again, Taz.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously the big thing that we were not expecting at all, because it's the only anniversary that's been around that no one has really talked about much, is Metroid. And Metroid Dread apparently has been a thing for like 15 years or whatever. And now it's just now coming, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, that was like probably the big game for me, actually.
Do you like that it's 2D and 3D?
Well, it looked all 2D. I mean, yeah.
Well, it's all 2D, but it looks like they had like.
Well, it looks like 3D. Well, it looks like 3D shots, like for the cinematics, or, you know, looking at Samus' viewpoint. But yeah, it's like the gameplay itself looked all 2D, which it should be.
Yeah,
like people are excited for Metroid Prime 4 because, you know, it seemed like Nintendo was going only in that direction. But to have this thing, it's like forget that game. You know, I don't really care about Prime really. It's just having this game actually come out. And hopefully do well.
No, I mean, I really hope it does well because, you know. Now apparently Randy is correcting me here that the Mario Party game is actually the 3DS game brought over to Switch. So
it's not even a new game. It's just a port.
Yeah, it's a port, but at least they're bringing in stuff from the 64, so that's cool too. I mean, either way, I mean, it's always good to have new Mario Party. I don't know that they really need to charge you again, but we are talking about Nintendo here, so I mean, let's not forget they charged everybody and got everybody with that. Hey, what is it? Was it May 31st for Super Mario All-Stars? If you don't buy it by then, it's never going to be sold again unless you happen to find a physical copy somewhere that's not being sold at a ridiculous price. So, I mean, that is a thing.
I just thought it was funny for the Metroid when they were like, oh, it's only been 19 years since the last like 2D Metroid. And it's like, wow, way to read the room. Like, people have been begging for Metroid, you know, an actual Metroid for the past 20 years. Like, only taking us this long to do what you want.
Yeah, it's like you wonder why people didn't really, you know, go to that 3DS, you know, Return to Samus remake. Like, they wanted something like this. And the fact that you get it on Switch now is good, too.
I think they did. I think some people did. But, I mean, that Samus game just came out, like, too late. You know, that was, like, really at the tail end of the 3DS. So it's like, why would I play this game on this system, you know, when the Switch has been out for already 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Like, I just looked great to me. Like, I liked the fact that they were trying to make it more atmospheric at least. And, you know, I liked the color with Samus's suit. It was pretty awesome.
The two things I'll say is I hope that robot Emi thing or Emmy, whatever the hell it's called, isn't chasing you all the time. And I thought, like, Samus, like, the character model for Samus in the game looked fine, but when they did the cinematics, her helmet looked way too small for her head. Or, like, it looked really weird. Like, I'm like, what? Like, her head looks, like, minuscule compared to, like, the rest of her armor.
And maybe it's one of those that they're just doing, like, because it's more of, like, a 2.5D look when they do that.
Yeah.
So they don't have to do too much changing around.
Right.
Like, Cruising Blast, for me, is a nice surprise. I love the Cruising games.
I mean, I've played that game in arcades. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be, like, something just totally, oh, my God, amazing. But those are always fun games you can just put on. And especially with the, like, hey, flip out the other, you know, Joy-Con, and hey, you can play or whatever. So I love games like that. I love that they're bringing that back. I mean, some of these ports, a lot of left to be desired there. I mean, like, I don't know why Strange Brigade is one of the ones you decide to come and bring. Like, that,
it's at least a 4 or 5 year old game.
Like, I mean, I get the co-op aspect, obviously, but it's just,
but like, me and Jens have been playing it off and on for the past like 6 months or a year. That game is like strangely not cooperative. It's like competitive and cooperative.
Yeah,
because like the gold you pick up is only for your character. So it's like you're like running around these like maps, like trying to get the gold, and it's, you're kind of screwing over the other player, but it doesn't like handle it well.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Like, I played that a little bit, and I was just like, "Well, this is different. Like, you're trying to make us have a co-op, but you also have this." So
yeah,
you know, I mean, one of the other things. Big for you and, you know, Jens, Shin Megami Tensei 5. We knew the release date. We talked about it the other day.
I thought the trailer looked fine. I hated that woman's narration because it was, like, the most, like, baseline. Like, oh, you can negotiate with demons. It's like, yes, I realized that.
Like, anyway, at least they got a lot of time. So people that really wanted to see about it.
It looked good. It looked a lot like Tokyo Mirage game, you know,
okay,
like a slightly realistic, more look to it. But I mean, like, the menus and stuff look very much like that game. Mm. Also, I thought it was funny they had the same like press turn system, or like the, you know, the whole like turn thing from Nocturne and the sunlight or the moon phase thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the fact that they included like more of the, what you're going to do with the demons, all that stuff. Like, I really got a good sense of, okay, this is what this game is if I hadn't played it before. And good that, you know, they're doing that with Shin Megami Tensei, because they could easily just be like, well, we already put out 3, here's 5. If you like that, you know what it is, whatever. They really decided to.
I guess I was surprised that they didn't announce, oh, with Shin Megami Tensei 5, here's also Persona 5, a port of that.
I think people keep wishing for that, and
I'm not necessarily wishing for it. It was like kind of surprising they didn't do it, you know, or at least to go, hey, here's Persona 4, because that's already on Steam.
That's one of those that's like weird. Of, does PlayStation just have console exclusivity for like a certain amount of years, or?
Well, that's why I said I think like. I think Atlas wants to have like certain franchises exclusive to certain consoles.
Yeah,
because like outside of like Shin Megami, well, outside of Nocturne, there hasn't been a Shin Megami Tensei game on PlayStation.
Yeah,
it's not like 4 has come to it, or 5 for that matter. Meanwhile, Persona is only locked to PlayStation, and like 4 is on PC, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean. Like, it is weird. I was expecting maybe like a Persona 4 or Persona 5. Like, there's an anniversary for Persona, and they did say they were going to have more for that at some point in the year. But obviously, COVID has hit Japan pretty hard, and maybe they had to kind of delay that as well. So, you know, we don't know if there's going to be more with that or not, but it felt like, man, maybe we're going to do like a remaster of 3, or we're going to put Persona 5 in other places. And, you know, neither one of those happened on that front. So,
well, I mean, I feel like they need to like work on, they need to get this out first before they do a remake of 3.
Yeah. But I mean, hopefully it comes down the line. It's good that 4 is out on PC at least. And will Persona 5 ever come to something else?
This is a digression, but I saw this. I follow this one Final Fantasy like obsessed fan on Twitter.
Yeah.
And she was lamenting, I think it was yesterday, about Square, or it was 2 days ago, about Square's presentation. About the same thing you were about, all the old Final Fantasies. Like those bad port jobs. And she's like, oh, I want Square to do something new, like Final Fantasy VI with Final Fantasy VII Remake's graphics.
Oh, that ain't happening. Like,
A, that ain't new. That's remaking an old game. Like, and then B, that'll take them 15 years to do, because it's not like they're cranking out 7 remakes content like quickly.
Yeah,
like,
they don't need another big remake to put on themselves. They already have enough with 7.
Yeah, like, it's like, holy Christ. It's like, you know, that'd be great, but they're not going to, I mean, also, like, 6 doesn't have nearly the fan base that 7 does.
Well, yeah, but 6 is really beloved as far as that's the classic from that era. If there was going to be one from that era that you completely remake, it's that one. But, I mean, that's just so much more work, because we're talking about, well, it's just like PS1. You have to completely from the ground make it, you know, new. Yes, you have some stuff you could use from Dissidia's or whatever, but like that is a lot of work, and I almost feel like they would probably do 8 before they do 6 anyway. Just like,
or they just want to do something new, like, you know. I don't think they want to be like Capcom or just keep remaking their old games over and over again. Like,
well, plus 7's already going to take them like years.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like,
we're going to be talking about 7 probably, and then also talking about the PS6 coming out at the same time. Like, seriously, unless they, you know, cut it off at a part 3.
Right.
Then, you know, well, that's probably what's going to be happening.
They'll cut it off right when you get up to the golden saucer. They'll be like, all right, we're done. Time to pack it in.
That's what I am worried about, that even if these games sell well, stuff starts happening, and some of these people, you know, are just kind of like, I'm done with doing this, and I want to move on, and then what do you do?
Yeah.
So definitely we'll see. I mean, obviously, Legend of Zelda 35th anniversary, you know, the anniversary. The Game & Watch was kind of expected. They went for Mario. That's cool that you can play Link 1, 2, and Link's Awakening, which Link's Awakening has the remake on the Switch. You can play 1 on the Switch Online.
No one should be excited to play Legend of Zelda 2.
There's people that really like that game, and
they are wrong. Like, why do you think that they never made another one of those Zelda games like that? Like, again, you know,
it's like, well, no, totally right. That is why they didn't. It's because it did not go over well with people. And but I think overall, we're talking about at least Zelda getting that, and the big show at the end, Breath of the Wild 2, did get some time.
A whole minute-long trailer.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. They said they were hoping they could show you something in the summer. At least they got to show you that.
Yeah.
Because, man, imagine if they didn't show anything Breath of the Wild to the amount of people that would be absolutely upset.
I thought it was funny when the guy trolled the audio, trolled everyone. Is like, here's our last thing we're going to show you, and the first thing was the Hyrule expansion. Yeah. It's like, way to go.
Calamity thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that too. I was like, oh no, please don't tell me that's the last Zelda thing we're going to see After you showed off, obviously, the remaster.
That was like Capcom trolling the audience, only theirs actually was real, and that was really depressing.
Like, you know, at least they redeemed themselves, but it was still Age of Calamity getting supported still was fun, and the fact that it's coming out like this week on Friday, I mean, so that's pretty impressive as well, I think. And I think most of, you know, overall, the stuff they showed here, I mean, I'm also a fan of the bringing all the Danganronpas together, even though, can't believe that they did a Nintendo thing of, oh, let's make them go try to buy the physical version by putting them all together on the physical version, but then digital, they're all separated. Come on, Nintendo, why? Why?
Because they want to make money.
I know, but it's just, come on now. Like, 1 and 2 have been sold as a collection already. Like, I don't even understand why we're doing that. I hope that if there's a discount, at least there.
So, I doubt it. It'll be 60.
Anything else you want to
bring up? No, I mean, like I said, Metroid is probably my game. Second close to that is probably Advance Wars.
Yeah.
I never played that before, but it looked cool. And I played, like, the precursor. I played, like, Military Madness, like, way back in the day. But that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Metroid person, but like I'm really like interested in that game and how they made it look and just the atmosphere of it. But I liked all the other stuff around that as well. Just the other announcements, and very excited to see Fatal Frame back again and Advance Wars.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people excited for Fatal Frame, and I'm just like, I never played it, and I had no interest in ever playing it. So it's like, all right, good on you, I guess.
A different kind of survival horror, you know? Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you got a little bit of everything you always get from Nintendo. You get some surprises, the ports, which are what they are. Some of them good, some of them just like befuddling. And, you know, some cool stuff from, like, just bringing in third parties. So the Switch is still going and kicking. No Switch Pro. Are you, were you expecting any Switch Pro at all?
No, and I'm glad it didn't happen. I want those people to suffer.
I don't know about making them suffer, but, I hope
it never happens. Like, I hope when they make a new system, it's just like going to be like, here's the Switch 2, or here's something completely new.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all those half-step consoles. You know, it's like, forget it.
I think there's too much out there for there not to be a Switch Pro at this point.
Well, if there was, they should have announced it here. Like, you know, I was going to wait another year.
Exactly. They don't have a reason to announce it right now because they're still figuring out. It's very obvious with the fact that they, you know, Breath of the Wild is 2022. If it's going to come out, it's going to come out there with Breath of the Wild together. And I think that they put Pokemon very early into the year so that there was something big for you to experience pretty quickly. And then after that, we kind of don't know again. And this gives them time to figure out a plan for next year, what they want to do, when they want to release that, everything else. So, yeah, I mean, again, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was an A of a press conference. It's very close to Microsoft's. I still think Xbox wins the whole thing. But I'm so glad that we have another conference that was equally up to that level, you know, to be excited about from this.
I guess to me, I would actually say this beats Microsoft because they showed more new stuff or unexpected stuff.
Right, that's fair as well. You can make that point.
I think people expected like Metroid Prime 4 to be shown, but for that Dread game to be shown, and then also like here's Advance Wars, you know, something that people have been pining for damn near 15 years or at least 10. You know,
yeah. The WarioWare people have been wanting that too. Fatal Frame.
Well, like, WarioWare is different because, I mean, they kind of trade off that with like Rhythm Heaven. I mean, it's kind of the same game.
Right, but I mean, like, people have really been wanting that on the Switch, so I think, like, yeah, they really, it seemed like this was one of the ones where they go, we're hearing you, and here's a bunch of the stuff that you've been really wanting all in one show. That's pretty pretty amazing for them on that front. I think, you know, quite frankly, it's like, it's some of that stuff was like, wow, they're really doing all of this, and then we're talking about, like, franchises that are, you know, older, and they're bringing those back. So, like, it gives you that faith that they'll do that with some other ones as well. So,
yeah, yeah. I mean, like, the last WarioWare game was a Wii U game, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, well, that was a while ago, but it's not like Metroid or Advance Wars.
Yeah, but I mean, we know that they're basically trying to erase the Wii U from existence. So, anything that they could give you a reminder that, well, we know this was on the Wii U, well, it's now on the Switch. So,
well, it's also not like it's not a straight port. Like, So, I mean, yeah, it is something wholly new, so that also helps.
Yeah, and even doing a new Mario Party as well, I think, was a, like, it seems like we're going to this direction where all these companies are making co-op games again. So Nintendo is going into that direction as well, and that's good to see. They're not just totally just stuck in their own area there, but I think, if you get a grade,
Mark, I mean, I'd probably say A minus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely, we will be back tonight for a post show. Well, we'll be back for Bandai Namco first of all, and Jens is going to be on that one because I know they're going to show Elden Ring, and he's going to want to talk about that. And then we'll do a post show again for that, and then we'll do a big post show of just all of E3, like what are our top three, some of our favorite games, where do we think this is headed for the year beyond that, and just, you know, overall thoughts on everything, I guess. So plenty to look forward to still, even though this is the last day of E3, but keep it locked here, subscribe, ring that bell, whatever thing you want to use. And of course, if you're listening on the podcast and you haven't subscribed and you're listening to the E3 stuff, you know, hit subscribe. We do a regular show Sundays at night. That's our time. It's the best time for me. I'm not doing it at 12 in the morning. And yeah, we will. Yeah. So like after today, after we do the post show, we won't do anything again until Sunday, because really, what's the point of doing like an extra just, oh, this is Video Games to the Max episode? We're going to have the same stuff to talk about. So at least we'll have that Xbox extended thing to talk about by the time we get to Sunday. So there's that. But all right, for Mark and myself, for, you know, Paul, Randy, Daniel, and Kyle that helped out with the live reaction, appreciate that as well. And we'll see you back for Bandai Namco. Later, everybody.
Later.